can ask questions at the forum level. We're obviously talking to management of the Celta Group, which Sean is part of, and that they are obviously going to close ranks. And look, don't get me wrong, it's not a headhunting exercise against Sean, but Sean needs to start batting for and with the people of Donegal and for and with his staff. He needn't, you know, be always taking the line of Celta. We've had in the past a number of consultants coming out and saying that they could no longer work at the hospital. We've had a number of serious issues where $40 million of damage was done, where there's serious and increasing waiting lists, where people are spending 12 and 13 hours on a regular basis in accident and emergency. Then I think it's time that John stood up and started batting for the people of Donegal and for his staff here. I have a lot of admiration for who are under the conditions they're working are doing an excellent job, and I think Sean needs to realise that now and start standing up for Letterkenny General Hospital.
Your belief then is that resources are far more of an issue than Sean Murphy himself would appear to have admitted in his interview on the Sean Doherty Show last week?
I do, Donal. I think the interview made me go down to talk about what types of mops that they're using, and I know that may have some part to play, but there was a wealth of issues that was raised in the HICWA report, both of 2013 and of 2015. And as I said, and you're very much aware of it, the difficulties that people have in accessing services, the long wait, the waiting list, and then we have consultants then resigning. We need more resources for Letterkenny General, and I think it's time that the general manager, Mr. Murphy, stood up and said that.
And if he doesn't?
Well, then he has to then share some of the responsibility for what's happening at the hospital and the fact that they're not able to provide the services that the people of Donegal need, and that the cleanliness of the hospital, which has been brought into question on a number of occasions now, the buck has to stop somewhere, Donal, and that stops with the general manager. If it's fully resourced and staffed, then there has to be a problem around how it's managed.